Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday evening, August 26th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, new rules for longevity insurance and guest houses are not just for guests anymore. The Treasury Department recently issued regulations that allow people to buy longevity insurance in their IRA or 401k for the first time.
Longevity insurance is sort of a way of buying an annuity that will ensure you don't run out of money in old age.
Wall Street Journal's Ann Turgeson says with longevity insurance, you can start receiving payments as late as you want, which could be a good option for folks worried about running out of money during retirement.
Now that, you know, we're all relying on IRAs as opposed to defined benefit pension plans, the concern about running out of money in later life is a bigger concern for a lot of people.
Longevity insurance means you don't have to worry about those required distributions.
Those are required withdrawals from IRAs that start at 70 and a half. But now if you buy a longevity annuity with an IRA, you don't have to actually take required minimum distributions on the portion that's in the longevity annuity.
However, there are some restrictions with longevity insurance.
You can't use more than 25% of your IRA or 401k money to buy one of these. And there's a cap, a maximum of $125,000 that you can put into one of these.
And if you die before you start getting payouts, the insurer keeps the principal that you pay for the program. A growing trend in the real estate sector is to use your guest house for something other than housing guests. Journal's Lauren Shuker Bloom explains some of the other uses for this extra space.
People are using them as home offices. You know, many more Americans are working from home today. They're also using them as kind of entertainment spaces. A lot of homeowners I talked to spoke about having parties in their guest houses.
On top of multiple uses, these mini homes can also be a wise investment.
If you build a guest house, that can add up to 20% more value to the property, and often much more value than building an addition to your house.
She added that with the job market so tough for recent college grads, many boomerang children are returning home to live with their folks, and having them stay in the guest house gives them a sense of being on their own while enjoying all the creature comforts of where they grew up. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.